Our final article this month traces the extraordinary highs and lows of NASA, America's famous space agency. Russia versus the USA.
In 1957, at the height of the Cold War, the Soviet Union launched the world's first satellite, Sputnik. This was a nasty surprise for the USA. Shocked into action, they created, in 1958, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, an agency devoted to exploring the universe and winning the space race. At first, the Soviets maintained their superiority, putting the first man into space, Yuri Gagarin, in 1961. That was when U.S. President John F. Kennedy made an extraordinarily ambitious declaration. By the end of the decade, he promised, America would land a man on the moon.
Mission to the Moon.
Costing about $260 billion in today's money, Project Apollo, 1963 to 1972, was the culmination of NASA's mission to the Moon. Advancing the agency's technology with each successive rocket mission, Apollo 11 finally sent three astronauts on a 350,000-kilometer voyage to plant the U.S. flag on the Moon's surface. All this using less computing power than is contained in a smartphone. Stepping off the Apollo lunar module, the Eagle, on 20 July 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon, calling it one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Space disaster.
NASA has made some major, sometimes fatal, errors. Most famously, there was the trauma of the 1986 Challenger disaster, in which all seven crew members of a space shuttle were killed live on TV when it exploded 73 seconds after liftoff. The accident was caused by a rubber seal that hardened in the unusually cold January temperatures. When another shuttle, Columbia, burned up on re-entry in 2003, it effectively ended NASA's rocket program and forced it to rely on Russia's Soyuz rocket to take U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station. Less traumatic, but very embarrassing, was the $125 million probe that crashed on Mars in 1999 because, as was later discovered, some technicians had been calculating with metric measurements, not realizing that colleagues elsewhere had used the Imperial system.
NASA in your life.
With the billions of dollars that NASA has pumped into research and technology, it's no surprise that many of their inventions have made their way into our daily lives. Millions of people sleep on memory foam mattresses, initially designed to help astronauts cope with the G-force of liftoff. Invisible braces, for those of us with wonky teeth, come from a material made to help track heat-seeking missiles. The technology behind the camera in your smartphone comes from space missions. And did you know that a former NASA engineer invented the Super Soaker, a huge water gun that is sold practically everywhere?
Destination Mars.
A new space race has recently begun. NASA plans to return to the moon in 2024. But China has even bigger ambitions, planning to build a base there in the next decade. India and Israel both want to become space powers, and in the USA, NASA is now rivaled by private rocket companies such as SpaceX, owned by Tesla's Elon Musk, and Blue Origin, owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. And suddenly, it seems that everyone wants to go to Mars, with NASA hoping to be the first by landing humans on the red planet in 2033.